What's up, guys?
Give us an idea. Still a chance Carl plays, or are you going to rule him out?
No, there's a chance. Yep.
Who's going to be listed as out, Greg, or something?
Crabtree? Mm-hmm. Help me here.
Melvin?
No, he's not going to be listed as out. I think that's it. I think it's just Crabtree. And Adams, yes, but that's surgical, yep.
How do you think your team's responded to all this turmoil that's coming from the outside? You're not lacking for veteran leadership on this team, that's for sure. Do you think that this is a time when that leadership has to step up and make sure that all that stuff on the outside stays outside?
Our team's practiced well. They've prepared well. I'm pleased with the way they're going about their business.
Think having, you know, if Lori plays, I think having him back will help the running game a little bit, since he's such a big part of your team last year.
Well, I think it'll help. Yeah, you're right. He was our starting fullback, and we haven't had him all preseason, and now we're going to have him Sunday, so that's a good thing.
Back on the line, Greg, generally speaking, hasn't been in sync, the O-line, since the start of the preseason. What are some of the factors up front?
Well, consistency of the five components first. You know, we haven't had that consecutively yet. Although we've never had that. The reality is Carl and Davin just never have played a regular season game together yet, right? So, but it's more than just that. You know, it's moving people around. Then Gabe moves in game three. Gabe moves into left guard. So there's been some moving around. But, you know, we got to play better too. But we will.
With Carl, he's mercifully in the foot. He says feels good as far as the surgery and all that goes. Is it purely conditioning, and is it how much, if he did play, would you have to watch, you know, how many plays he'd play, limit him? Or how would you go about building him back up, I guess, into football mode?
Well, certainly conditioning is a concern, because when he was fighting the infection, it wasn't like he did light conditioning. He did nothing, and that was mandatory by the doctor. So, you know, he has to get back into playing shape. How you do it is play. You know, you can run, you can jog, that you got to do that, don't get me wrong, but then there's that other step, and to a much greater degree, kind of the way we handled Darrell. You know, I see that's how it go. And you know, Kenny, when he's gassed, he's got to let us know, and we have other guys that can play, and then eventually that becomes more and more and more. I'd say Darrell built up all during training camp, though, you know, all those one-on-one routes he did, and you know, so it's going to be a little bit of a process, no matter when that first time he plays. But you know what? This, just keep moving it forward, because Carl's a dominant player, and we need to get him back.
Looking at the film, Greg, were there plays to be made for Doug Martin last week, or was there very little running room from what you can see?
I thought Doug ran well, and he'll run well this week. Yeah, I don't think there was. You know, no one's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. So it was 100% in his reads. No, but you know, not many backs do. But he's, you know, he got a bunch of carries under his belt Sunday, and he's going to get a bunch more this Sunday, and you know, he'll be fine.
No matter when or who it is, you did a lot of production out of obviously Mike Williams and Vincent. Do you really need somebody to step up as that third receiver? I mean, have you gotten the production, whether it's a tight end or whether it's Ogletree yet, that you kind of need to help that passing game over?
Not yet. We will.
Is Chris Owusu ready to play on Sundays?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Will he be out this week?
No. No.
How's that Gore coming along?
Good. He's recovering from the surgery. You know, on schedule, all those things.
Greg, because Drew Brees gets the ball out so quickly, will you tell your defensive linemen, whoever's rushing, if they can't get there, to at least get their hands up? Because Adrian Claiborne was talking about that the other day. At least get your hands up, try and knock down a couple passes.
Yes, we always tell them that, though. I mean, the timing, that clock in your head as a rusher, all those things. But, you know, it's a little misleading. He does throw some three-step, without a doubt, but he throws a lot of deep shots, considerably more deep shots than he throws three-step. But he mixes it up well. I think, you know, he is a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer for a reason. I mean, he is really good.
Greg, besides Colston and Graham, who you're well familiar with, does that X factor of Sproles in the flat as a last resort, sort of, and I think he scored in both games against you with receptions. Talk about Sproles as a dangerous weapon out in space.
Very dangerous. Screens down in the red zone, tight red zone, really, most prolific scorer in red zone, maybe in the history of football, this guy, as far as you look at last year. He had so many points down in that area per touch. So you're looking at, a guy who's elite at what he does. They don't ask him to do everything, but what they ask him to do, he's the best in the game at right now.
How do you cover him in the flat like that, Greg?
It's a challenge.
In terms of personnel.
Yeah, it's a challenge. Yeah. We got good players too, though. We'll go cover him. Yep.
Greg, you use the phrase yourself, shooting ourselves in the foot,
mm-hmm.
Self-inflicted wounds. What can you determine through a week of practice that gives you the confidence that you've eliminated some of those problems, or you can't eliminate them come Sunday?
Well, we have referees and officials at every practice, so our penalties have been better, but you would hope they would be after that slap in the face, right? More efficiently operating the offense. Defensively, you're not going to get those hit penalties taken care of until game day because you don't hit that way in practice. That's why you practice. One of our main goal was to get better in these three practices. We got to get better. And I know that sounds so, no kidding, but that's the truth. We're not good enough, and we need to get better. You can get into all plays and all those stuff. We need to get better at everything. And do I think we did? Yeah, I think we had a good week of practice. But it's all about Sunday. This practice is necessary, and that's what allows you to play well on Sunday. But until you do it on Sunday, that's why they play the game.
I know you never want penalties and fines, but when those hits are on tape, like they are from the Jets game, when those other receivers see that, does that help your defense, do you think, when they're watching those?
You're right. I don't want penalties, nor do I want fines, and I want us to play the game within the rules. I respect the game of football. Does it affect receivers? I think if you're human, it does. Yeah, nobody wants to get crocked. The thing that I know when I watch our tape, although I don't totally disagree with every one of the calls, I do with some, but that's life. You're always going to. None of them, as I watched it, none of them were intentional. But we're not here to judge, and nor are the officials or the league here to judge intention. It's what happened. But our guys aren't trying to do that. They're trying to play within the rules. Just sometimes when you're moving at high speeds, illegal acts occur. So we just keep working at it. We'll get it right. And every once in a while you're going to have one. That's the nature of the game.
What do you like about Dana Ted Nessum? It seems like he just produces, in terms of whether it's making the tackles or the sacks. And he's your starting left end for a reason, obviously, over Devon Bowers right now.
Yeah, sometimes in this league, if you're not picked at this certain spot, then you're not a good – this guy does what we ask every play. He does what we ask every play. There's certain things we don't ask him to do. So he might be able to do them. We just don't ask him to do it. But what we ask him to do, he does well. He does it the way we want him to do it, and he does it with a ton of effort. So we appreciate Daniel around here.
This might be Monday morning quarterbacking a little later on a Friday, but
mm-hmm.
You went into the game. You didn't have Lorig. And so, you used your tight ends in that fullback position when you went to two backs. Is that a mistake to not keep a fullback on the roster? Did you suffer as a result? Or did those guys do a credible job for you blocking?
Yeah, I think we did fine. The one thing, and I'll answer it, but the one thing when Ira, you asked about the running of Doug Martin, I'll talk about it. But when we get to this point of the week,
yeah.
I am all going this way. So we got a fullback this week, and we're going to do it. Sometimes you're limited in your choices, And sometimes you got to make a bet early in the week, is a guy going to be able to go or not? And, because then it affects, you and I have talked many times about the 53 and the 46 and how you have to manage. And I think, Mark's excellent, and I've learned a lot doing it that way. And sometimes you're right and sometimes you're not right. But the thing you always have to have is contingency plans. And then you back off a little of this and you do a little more of that, and I think that's what we had to do last week. I'm excited. Somebody asked about, I think you asked about Eric, right? I'm excited about having our fullback and having our two-back run game, having our two-tight-end run game and pass game, all that stuff. That's who we are. That's the kind of style of ball we play. So I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. See you Sunday.
Thanks.